your microphone stink?
Sorry.
Does your microphone stink, Julian?
It doesn't. I just made myself laugh with it. Hang on, are you recording?
Because I'm recording.
You're a fucking idiot.
Does it stink?
It
has. I reckon if a, as podcasters, we've been doing it many years now.
Yes, we're
when your microphone starts to stink, it's time to buy some new microphones.
Maybe just buy new condoms on the top.
Some new microphones.
The foamy condoms, whatever they're called.
Foamy condoms.
I'm sure they have actual names.
That's their names.
Foamy condoms.
Foamy condoms.
Fucking, how you been, mate?
I'm good, thank you. It's a lovely day here in Breakfast Point. That's right, I said Breakfast Point. I'm doing pretty well. Or my girlfriend is.
I've started doing voiceovers while I'm driving the car.
Oh, really?
My 10-year-old nephew thinks it's hilarious. I all of a sudden put on my banking voice and here at the banking ad we like to do. And he's cacking himself
really?
In the background.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you realise that nephew's going to think you're a dick in 5 years?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm going to milk it for all it's worth right now.
All the love and the romance. Yes.
Where are you going with that one, mate?
I don't know. Hello and welcome to the Unhinged.
We took a couple of weeks off. Miko had a whole bunch of assignments due in. He's finished them all. I'm very proud of him. Well done.
Thank you. The Unhinged Comedy Podcast, because we've got an Instagram page now.
Oh.
With no pictures.
Oh, good. That's good. Fucking... That's all Instagram is, right?
Yeah. Pictures. Yes, I have finished my course, basically.
Nice.
I think.
Basically? Well, I'm sure you smashed it.
I think.
Smashed it.
They're going out for drinks, but I don't think I'm going to go.
Oh, really? When
they're
are they
like
doing
18.
That?
What am I going to get out of that?
Watch 18-year-olds get drunk and make cocks of themselves?
Yeah.
See, that's one of my favourite things to do.
Is it, though?
Just watch fuckwits be fuckwits. And then leave, obviously, before it gets...
Like messy.
I have a few drinks and I go, oh, look at these fuckheads, and then go.
But see, I don't think I want to.
Oh, okay. A little bit antisocial, are you?
Is that antisocial? That is antisocial. That's classic antisocial.
I believe it's
isn't
the definition
of antisocial.
They said today on the news, I was getting the kids ready, my little nieces and nephews getting them ready to take to school because they're still
but
not
will
catching
will they always
the
be the little nieces and nephews?
Even when they're fucking 100, they're still going to be my little nieces
You'll be
and
dead.
Nephews.
Sorry to say. I apologise for saying
no,
the dead word. But
I will be. We know how I live. I'm not making it. Old age is not for me.
I can't believe you made last weekend.
Me too. Mm. I've got a little bit of a hangover today.
Have you really?
But I'm okay.
Where did you go last night?
Just to our friend's house. To our friend Stu and Ange's house.
Oh, right.
And just drank all the beer. It was fucking great. And then I had to leave because my dad's got this massive ulcer on his leg and I have to dress it every second day. And I was like, better go home, better go and change the dressing on my dad's leg. So I'm fucking munted. So I'm like, I get home, I'm like, come on, Dad, let's do this. So I'm munted. I love that I'm drunk so often that they don't notice when I'm sober and when I'm drunk. So I'm there with like... you know, fairly intense solutions and dressings and that sort of stuff. And Dad's like, off you go, kiddo. I mean, he let me take stitches out when I was drunk one time. he's very
Bob
trusting.
Doesn't care.
He doesn't at this stage. He's like, fuck me, if cancer's not killing me, you're not doing any damage. But they said on the news this morning that more Australian men are looking forward to brothels opening than they are pubs.
Really? Do people still go to brothels?
Well, apparently so. And I
giggled. Very expensive, I would imagine.
I'd think so. But I giggled, and then the 13-year-old goes, what's a brothel? What's the difference between a brothel and a pub? And I went, oh fuck, we're having this conversation. And I'm really mindful of the fact that, you know, sex work is a genuine profession. Like, if you're consenting
all for it.
So when I answered the question, I was keeping that in mind as well as, I've always said to those kids, I'll never lie to you. I don't believe in lying to kids because you're awkward with the answer. There'll be things that I'll say that you're not ready for that yet, and I'll explain that in a few years. But she's 13. So I said to her, well, a pub is where you can go and drink beer and a brothel is where women sell their bodies, you know, a service. And she went, oh, and her eyes went real big. And I was like, don't get me wrong. It's a commercial transaction. Everyone's consenting, but it's just... That's why...
It's not a schooner of new.
That's why some men are looking forward to brothels opening. And she just went, okay. And you just saw her go, fuck, I wish I hadn't asked that. But there's a brothel.
How old is she?
13, almost 14. There's a brothel just up the road from my house.
Did you need to say she was almost 14? She's 13, almost 14.
Well, she's...
It's like you're the kid. I'm almost 14. I'm 13, almost 14.
So you're 13, aren't you? You're 13.
I always added a year to my age. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
I tell
do you still
I'm,
do that now?
I'm 55. I do. So and then when it's my birthday, I go, happy 56, and I'm only 55.
No, I'm turning 55. I remember you getting caught up one time and you had to stop and try and work out how old you actually were. Bless you. There's a brothel just near my house. It's been shut
since.
I can't
believe you went back to that point.
To the brothel?
That was very good. Thanks. Normally you just, off you go.
Let her go. She might come back. She might not. We don't know. I'm like the Ted.
It's like watching a dog run around a boundary. And here he comes.
There's a brothel near my house and it has been there for as long as I can remember. As a kid, I didn't know what it was. I just knew that lots of ladies lived up there.
They lived there.
Well, they're always there. So in my head, they lived up there and it's called the Dollhouse.
Oh, I know the one.
I live near there. Well, now there's
a gym. See him in the window. Isn't there a story? She used to give you the finger?
Yeah. I'd be like looking too long. They'd be like, fuck you, you little cunt. Oh, see, look, I've dropped cunt straight off. Oh, no, I got like a couple of minutes in.
It's got to be 7 minutes. I didn't put the timer on, but it's got to be 7 minutes.
It's got to be 7 minutes. So, but I was driving past the other day and there used to be an F45 gym and now it's called the Dollhouse Training Academy and I almost fucking drove off the road. I'm like, do they know that there's a dollhouse up the road that's a brothel and now there's a gym and it's an actual gym?
Where is it?
It's like where F45 used to be.
Oh, really?
So it's literally 8 shops up from the brothel. And I'm going to have to walk in and go, do you dickheads know that there's – are you aware – is this a pun? Like, is this a play on words? Or are you actually fucking stupid?
Well, there used to be another gym up further called the Booty Parlor.
The Booty Parlor.
Is that still there?
No, because some fuckhead was trying to renovate next door and put a forklift through the wall. Compromised the integrity of the entire side of the building and they had to shut it all down.
Is that right?
Yeah,
so
they had to pull it down.
The building's gone.
Yeah.
The building's gone.
Yep.
What a cockhead.
Yeah. They were
done it on purpose.
For sure.
Oh, that was the good bar, the good bottle shop.
Yep, fucked it.
And every Friday they do tastings and guess who was there every Friday? Hello.
Hi. Well,
have I walked in at an odd time again? Wow.
Oh. I'll taste a bit of your Shiraz, thank you.
Ciders today, is it?
Whoa.
The Booty Parlour.
Mm. And they had a little car that they used to drive in, the Booty Parlour.
Yeah. I liked the girl that owned the Booty Parlour.
I bet you fucking did. She had a cracking ass on her.
She had a cracking booty.
Straight as I am, I'm like, nah, that's a good looking butt.
Good looking butt.
Nice. Good looking butt.
Might have been enhanced with something, do you think?
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah.
Butt fillers?
Butt fillers.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, butt fillers.
I can't imagine.
Can you fill me butt? Fill me butt in.
Well, see, if I say, can you feel my butt? It's a whole other thing. Yeah, there you go. You knew it was on its way.
Back to Stu and Ange.
Back in studio, to Stu and Ange.
You love a drink. You always love a drink. You all love a drink.
Yeah.
Stu's got a job that sharpens knives. Yeah. So that'd be a shit job.
On a hangover. Well, that's why he listens to us all the time. He listens to podcasts all the time because otherwise he goes deaf. So he's always got his headphones in.
But wouldn't the podcast send him deaf as well?
Yeah, especially me going, look at this cunt. What a way to get, you know, deaf.
How do you become a knife sharpener?
You buy a sharpening wheel, get some knives.
Is that all you do?
I fucked if I know.
Was he a blacksmith once? Was he a swordsman?
I don't believe so.
And he's just downsized?
I think someone taught it to him. There was a family business somewhere along the line. I think somebody within the family was a knife importer and maybe he learnt that way. Sorry, Stu. I know you've told me the story, but let's face it, my memory is shit.
Big shout out to Stu and Ange. Well, Ange got a bit of a shout out the other week. This week it's Stu.
Nice.
Stu, the swordsman blacksmith. I'm going to say he's a blacksmith.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For
kings and queens. Or just kings.
Just kings.
Just kings.
Just kings. King's the only one that have swords these days, surely. I got a little bit drunk the other night.
Oh, here's a story that I haven't heard in a long time. I love it when you tell stories that you've already told on the podcast and I just let you go and then, you've done that one.
You're a dick.
You're a dick.
But you're a dick who makes really nice coffee. Thank you for my coffee.
Thank you for my coffee.
Miko made me a coffee as soon as I walked in. Stop sniffing your microphone, you creep. And he was drinking a store-bought coffee.
Yeah, I was.
So thank you.
I dropped off my borrowed weight equipment from the gym back to the gym because it opens on Monday.
Oh, that's good because I've brought my borrowed equipment too. Mm-hmm. Put my 20-kilo squat bag in the back of the car. Bonk.
And I went to the coffee shop across the road, which I never go to.
Mm. Will you be back?
It's actually pretty good coffee.
Oh, good. Okay. Good.
It's a strange little coffee shop. It just seems to be in the middle of a block of flats.
Oh, wow.
And
that's
it's just
weird.
Like the same people.
What, working there or the same people
sitting
there?
Well, there's only one guy works there and he lives out the back.
That's a bit strange.
And it's just the same elderly people out there chatting. It's like a club.
They buy anything?
I think so.
That's all right then. Because since I've opened the bookshop back... Stop sniffing your microphone, you creep. Since I've opened the bookshop back up, we've obviously got a limit of how many people you can have in the shop. And there's this one bloke who comes in just to talk all the time.
All right.
And you know what? The people have been itching to buy books.
Like itching.
We've been doing really well. We've only been open on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And people want to come in and this guy's just like, and then I thought that maybe socialism was dead. And I'm like, dude, I love that you like to come in and chat, but do you think maybe... If you
could fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think maybe if you know you're not going to buy anything and you can see people...
He's just lonely. He wants
is.
To have a chat.
But he can be lonely outside and we can talk through the window, I think.
Have you had sex with him?
No, I haven't had sex with him.
Have you had sex with him, Julia?
Jesus Christ. Julia. You don't know who he is, but fuck, that's upset my little brain.
Blink twice if it's...
My eyes have never been so widely open.
She blinked twice.
I did not blink twice. I did not fuck creepy old man with her. He's got a long. He's got a ponytail. He's got a long grey ponytail.
Oh, we've talked about grey ponytails.
Yeah, we have. That guy.
Is he balding?
Balding at the front, that's ponytail terrible, at the back. I'm not fucking that dude. Not.
Oh, you know what I was thinking the other day?
What were you thinking?
I swear too much. You swear too much. I'm thinking about just telling people when I meet them that I've got Tourette's.
They'd believe you.
Yeah. How you going? Fucking way. Get fucked. Fucking ball hair. Nice titties. I've got Tourette's.
Because it's completely acceptable if you have Tourette's, and if you don't, you're a fucking dickbag. I do preface, hi, Julia, and someone will go, oh, so you're Julia. And every time I hear you're Julia, obviously someone's been talking about you. And I go, oh, yeah, I swear a lot, hey. But you need to know that about me. And also, if I ever call friends and they're like, hi, and I'll hear like in the background, I go, am I on speaker? Don't put me on speaker.
Oh, yeah, I just remind you on speaker.
Yeah.
What am I going to fucking say?
Yeah, well, call me back when I'm not. Yeah.
Mum's in the car.
Before Dad had his face surgery, because now Neurocon talks like that, before that, Dad and I sound
surgery.
Exactly.
I'm thinking about getting a bit of face surgery.
Oh, yeah? Bit of Botox?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Why?
I want to be handsomer. I know it's going to be hard, but...
You're already handsome.
I know. Thank you.
You're already handsome. Don't you
thank
worry
you.
About that.
So anyway, I'm going to tell everyone I've got Tourette's that I meet from now on.
I like it.
G'day, you fuckwit. Sorry, I got Tourette's. You are a fucking dickhead. I've got Tourette's.
Ugly.
Ugly. Whoa. Fucking
told you.
Fatty boomba.
I've told you about my mate that has Tourette's. He does animal noises.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good.
They're fucking amazing. He does a bullfrog and he does a cat and he has no idea that he's done it. He'll just be talking to you and he's like, yeah, so then we're thinking about maybe getting hamburgers.
You shouldn't laugh, should you?
I'm not laughing.
I laughed very much there. It is.
But then he looks at you and you're trying not to laugh because you're like, it's an infliction and I'm trying to be really fucking, I'm really trying. And then he can see that you're like on the edge of fucking exploding because it is hilarious. Granted, it's a terrible affliction.
Terrible affliction.
But that is a funny thing to
have
happen.
Can you get rid of it, can you?
In your face. And then he'll go, I did it again, didn't I? And you're like, yes, you did. And then
can you get rid of it?
He smokes a lot of weed and it doesn't happen as often.
Yeah. We might have startled it too.
But also, no, his was stress induced. He was in the police force. Got shot with a shotgun in an armed holster.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
that
so.
Is shit.
But it proper, like, bullfrog. Like, I can't even do his bullfrog noise. It's really good. And
what was that?
Me on a hangover and half a coffee trying to do a bullfrog noise. Is that you? Doing me running around the perimeter of a park?
No, I'm just had a lot of coffee today.
Right. So I got a bit drunk the other night.
What's a bit drunk for Julia?
Oh, it's fucking proper hammered. But I was on my own, so you have
I
to say
the
a
last,
bit drunk.
I can't remember the last time I was actually drunk. We just get a little bit tipsy.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, we don't get...
No, I like to get pretty plowed. I celebrated the other week.
The fit pom. She's... I'll get in trouble for this, but...
she gets tipsy and then backs off.
She loves a bit of a... It must be an English thing, vodka and... Diet Coke.
Oh. And
see the caffeine gets
her
going and the voddies get it.
Gets a little bit pissy pants. Nice. So you get a little bit drunk and then back off. Not me.
No, I just don't get
I go steaming.
No, I don't, because I can't handle the. And I run every most morning. I can't run with hangover.
Oh, really?
Because the head voice is like, you're suck. A dickhead, yeah, aren't yeah, you? Look at you? Have a look at you.
You suck.
You'll probably have a heart
done.
Attack around the next corner. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Someone just ran past you.
Yeah. I fucking
and
hate
they're walking.
And they're 90. I hate that alcohol anxiety. Not enough to stop drinking, but.
What's alcohol anxiety?
Well, the next day when you get all that fucking negative self chat.
Yeah. Oh, that's yeah. Absolutely, that's my entire life.
Well, that's absolutely alcohol for me.
Mm.
And then if I go on a sugar binge, I get that one.
Oh, yeah. What's your sugar binge? What do you eat?
Everything. Everything with
God,
sugar.
God, your face is so serious. You just your eyebrows just went, everything.
Just like what if it's got sugar in it, fucking get it
yeah.
in my face.
I'm red frogs.
Oh, yum.
Red snakes.
Just Cadbury Dairy milk chocolate. Oh, just yeah, fucking get it
I
in
like
my
red
head.
Red stuff.
Oh. Red stuff. When I was a kid,
red
I was
raspberries.
Banned from drinking red cordial.
I wonder why.
Hey, that's mean. It was. I was doing laps of the ceiling. Like here I was. Imagine me just fucking
doing the doing the boundaries.
Julia, come down from the roof. We had a great weekend. The weekend we opened the shop, and I was really worried that we were going to go bust. Right, so. The Friday was fucking cracking. Saturday was amazing. So I bought myself a bottle of whiskey on closing time.
So that was the profit?
And drank it.
That was the profit?
No, I didn't drink. I paid for the whiskey out of my own account.
What sort of whiskey?
I bought a 10-year-old single malt Glenmorangie and drank the fucking bottle.
Is that how you pronounce it?
That's how I pronounce it. How do you pronounce
Irish
it?
Irish whiskey. Or is it Scottish?
I think it's Scotch whiskey. Glenmorangie.
All right.
How do you pronounce it?
I've just seen the word. I've never tried to pronounce it.
Oh, I thought
and
you
now
were
that
saying,
you it's
wrong.
Come out of your face hole, I think you might be incorrect. Phone in now if you know how to say it correctly.
Glenmorangie? Oh, fuck if I know. You know what I mean. Don't be a dick. But I drank it. Drank the bottle. Oh, no, I left a nip or two at
how
the
do
bottom.
You have, how do you drink your whiskey?
I just drank it straight.
Yeah, nothing. No ice?
Nope. Don't eat it when it's that good.
How long did it take you to drink?
Oh, the night. I sat in my bookshop and drank my
Oh, you sat on your own?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's sad.
No, I loved it.
Why? Because what were you doing?
Listening to
time?
Music and being happy that my bookshop hasn't gone
broke. Oh, really?
Broke. Just fucking loving myself sick.
Did you do that one? Did you run into anyone? Did you see anyone during the course of that? Because
I'm in a closed bookshop on a Saturday night.
Because when I drink whiskey and have too many, and I've had a few on my own.
Attaboy. And then, I knew you did. I knew it's in
and
there
then,
somewhere.
And then your partner will come home.
Oh, yeah, I don't have a
And then mind. You have to talk to them.
No.
And they go, hey, how are you? And you're like, fucking Jesus, I am fucking shit-faced.
I'm going to have to be careful if I ever get into a relationship again because I drink a lot and I'll be walking in like, have you been drinking again? Fucking oath I have.
Lone drinking and then you have to talk.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about that. I go home, everyone's in bed asleep. It's just me talking to the dog. And I think the dog's used to whiskey breath.
Yeah.
Daddy bear, come and give me a cuddle.
Speaking of whiskey breath, what does your microphone smell like?
Like a microphone cover that's got dust on it.
This afternoon,
yes,
I'm going to a 50th reunion of my soccer team, under fives.
Oh, that's so fucking cute. Oh, my God. Who organised that and how did they find you all?
My mate. Oh, an old friend I haven't spoken to in 15 years.
What, buzzed you and went, oi, we're getting the band
back
together.
Yeah, he said we should go for a beer. And like really vaguely, like sent me an email and like was so lazy, didn't write it actually in the email, wrote it in the heading. So he wrote, should catch up for a beer.
And that was the entirety.
And went to be junk anyway. And I'm like, yeah, sure. So then he organised it and then he goes, you realise this is a 50-year reunion? I went, what? And he goes, Basil RSL Soccer Club. I'm like, oh, yeah, there it is.
That's hilarious.
Imagine how racist they're all going to be.
Oh, I think, yeah, you better. And you're like me, where you can't walk past it. You can't just let that slide. You're like.
No, I'm going to be. Anyway, got to go.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, that's right. Oh, I forgot.
Uber.
Yeah. Well, actually, I got called a faggot the other day. A fucking faggot.
Well, they don't know what they're talking about. You're not a big bundle of sticks at all,
nice,
are you?
Nice. I kicked up about a really fucking in poor taste joke about George Floyd. Like, it wasn't even a joke. It was just shit. And I kicked off about it. And I got like, oh, fucking report it to the fucking police, did you, you fucking faggot? And I laughed so hard. It was awful.
Is it George Floyd jokes?
It was a meme. It was terrible.
It's terrible.
And so, and it literally,
people are horrible,
this page is silly and funny memes don't take offense. And I was like, okay. And you, and some of it's in bad taste, but I'm like, all right, sweet. Yeah, that's that. And this one was just fucking hard.
You're looking for
horrible.
New material.
Yeah, that's because I can't wait for the gigs to come back because I don't have any material. And I went, this is bullshit. So reported it. And then straight off got fake news. You fucking faggot. And I just laughed really hard because I'm like, oh, bless. This person doesn't know I would kick the fuck out of them if they said that to my face. And then I got a message from like the moderator of the page saying, just curious why you reported this because it says don't take offense. And I just, they caught me on a day where I was just like, yeah, you know what? The standard you walk past is the standard you fucking accept.
Nice. If
you're like, I went to town, just had a proper, and she goes, just for the record, I think it's in really bad taste as well. I'm like, well, then why the fuck are we having this conversation? Like, fuck's sake. This is bullshit. This is mocking the words that a man said as he died. Like, I proper kicked off. And she was just like, no, I agree with you. I agree with you. I'm like, well, then maybe kick that dickhead out that called me a fucking faggot. But also, where does he live? And I'll go kick the shit out of him.
Terrible.
It just made me giggle.
Why did they call you that word anyway?
I have no idea. It just made me laugh because it's such a shitty insult. Because of
neither.
It's
or neither. Yeah. You're not.
I can't.
If that's what they're referring to.
I'm not a man.
No.
Whilst I watch a lot of gay porn, I'm not a man.
Well, there you go.
So
that's
maybe I am a faggot. I don't know. But it's just one of those things.
Are you allowed to say that word?
Well. I'm describing the things that were called to me.
Right.
But one of the things I did the other day when I was having a little drinky pie, I was flicking through my Facebook and there was a...
Drinky pie is not a word.
It is now.
It's a drinky poo.
Is it?
Yeah.
It sounds gross.
No, drinky poo.
I'd much rather pie than poo. Would you rather poo, would you, Michael? Feels weird to call you Michael. And I saw a little ad... You know those stupid things that pop up and you're like, ah, what dickheads fall for that? Me, drunk, went, you can find your psychic – someone does a psychic drawing of your soulmate, the person you're going to end up with. And I went, that would be so funny to get somebody to draw the dude I'm going to end up with and then just hold her up at gigs and go, do you know this man?
Oh, yeah, nice.
So I thought that was hilarious. So I was like, $30, fuck yeah, I'm doing that. And it arrived and I was like, this is gold, I can't wait. The only problem is they give you a full description of who the guy, like, you know, and he's this and he's that. And I'm like, yeah, fuck, that sounds like a guy that I would end up with. But then the picture came up and I went, oh, I fucking know that guy actually. Like it's a drawing of someone I know, but it says I'm not going to meet them for another 6 months. And I'm like, yeah, but I know this guy.
Who is it?
I'm not telling you.
Why?
Because would you have ever met him? I don't know. I don't know whether you would have met him. It's years ago. I just don't know whether you make the call and go, yeah, hey, it's me from fucking years ago. I emailed in for a psychic drawing that I thought was going to be a hilarious tag to a joke on stage because I was drunk. Now, it turns out they've sent me a drawing of you and there is just no, like, there's no way.
Did you ring them?
No, I'm saying could you imagine ringing somebody from your past
right.
And saying you're the one.
Can you ring people from your past?
Yes, you can. I mean, I tend to block them, but you can ring people from your past if you absolutely have to. Imagine that though. Hi, look, some man in America who draws... images of the man I'm going to end up with has drawn you. So whilst you and I haven't spoken in a really long time, let's fucking give it a try. Even though it says I'm not going to meet you for another 6 months, I thought it threw me. I was just like, what the fuck? I opened the picture and I went, ah, my hungover brain doesn't understand what's happening. It's weird.
What a story.
See, that's
Thank God you did research.
Why your microphone smells because I just laughed coffee into mine.
Yeah, it is a weird smell.
Is it? Does it smell like coffee snot?
Pod smell-o-vision we need to have. Podcast.
You're making up words. Drinky pie's a thing.
Drinky poo.
Mm-mm. I don't want to drink poo. I'll happily drink pie. Are you being in a Seinfeld there?
Anyway. I think that's the end of the podcast.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
We're ending on my psychic fucking song.
Yeah.
Great.
Have you got a quick story you can finish with?
Nah, of course okay. I don't.
Yeah, if you love the show, give us a fucking subscription or whatever. I don't know. Give us a rating.
Fucking.
Tell your friends. Take a photo. Take a photo of the episode and put it on your Instagram page. That's what people ask now.
Really?
Yeah.
Take a photo of the episode.
Take a photo of, yeah.
All right. I'm hungover, but fine.
Yep. So do that. Back soon. Bye.
Laters.